5.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We cover a lot of different topics on this program. This week is really an illustration of that. We had a candidate for governor on yesterday. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the fire danger situation in the region. And today, we're talking about something in arts and culture. Riverbend Live, the annual night of cowboy poetry and Western music, is coming up this Friday night. One of the performers, Andy Hedges, joining us from down in West Texas this afternoon. Andy, thanks for being on.
Hey, thanks for having me on your program. Looking forward to being out your way soon.
Yeah, so first of all, if folks are not familiar with you, tell us about yourself, your background. How'd you get into this type of entertainment?
Well, I grew up out here in West Texas, kind of out in the middle of nowhere, and I was homeschooled, and my dad used to ride bulls before I came along, and so I grew up with my dad's rodeo stories and grew up listening to old Western music by people like Tex Ritter and Sons of the Pioneers and Gene Autry, Johnny Horton. And I really took to that stuff as a kid. And when I was a teenager, I discovered cowboy poetry and I just fell in love with it and started reciting these old traditional poems and teaching myself to play the guitar and somehow found my way on stage. And I've been at it now for 25 plus years, I guess.
So how would you describe what you do? I mean, it's kind of a unique art form.
Well, I recite these old traditional cowboy poems, and cowboy poetry is unique. It's poetry that traditionally is in rhyme and meter, and it's kind of a storytelling folk poetry, and it's really rooted in the culture of the working cowboy. And so that's kind of as opposed to the Hollywood cowboy. These tend to be stories about the work and the weather and life within ranch culture. And it's closely associated with the old-time cowboy songs. And so I also play songs that date all the way back to the trail driving era. And I'm very interested in the roots and origins of this music and the old Celtic traditions that came over from the old world and the music from the black cowboys and the influence of the Mexican vaqueros. And so that's all kind of a part of it, but it's a living tradition that's continued to the present day. You know, they're still working cowboys and gals writing poetry about their life and writing songs, and so that's kind of the tradition that I'm rooted in. And I play guitar and six-string banjo to back myself up, and of course I'm going to be teaming up with my pal Dom Flemons, the American songster. And Dom is also very interested in the roots and origins of American music and cowboy songs, and so that'll be a part of our stage show, talking about where these songs have come from and how the music developed out west.
It almost sounds like, in some ways, this is sort of a calling for you.
Well, you could say that. I have been drawn to the cowboy culture since I was a little kid. My parents said as soon as I was able to, I had a cowboy hat on my head and was always wearing a pair of boots, and I've just always loved everything to do with that culture. And I also produce a podcast called Cowboy Crossroads, and I interview fellow musicians and older kind of legacy artists, you know, the older poets and old-time singers and old ranchers. And so, yeah, I do maybe have a bit of a calling to try to capture as much of this part of the old America as I can, you know, capture what's left of it and capture these parts of it that are still continuing on, and also dig into the history and try to discover songs and poems that haven't been heard before, and the old forgotten numbers, and present those on stage for a modern audience.
So did you ever consider other careers and maybe what people would say is more of a regular way to make a living?
Well, that's an interesting question. I've always had other things on the side to kind of keep me going. And that's true of a lot of people who do this old time music. But this has always kind of been at the forefront as far as what I wanted to do. You know, if I did other things, it was always really to allow me to pursue this passion. And so that's been pretty clear in my mind since I was a kid. You know, the other thing that I dreamed of doing when I was younger was getting a job on a ranch and actually becoming a sure enough cowboy myself. But I have to say that really my passion for the music and the poetry and the folklore kind of took over. And so that's been the, you know, my main pursuit all these years.
As we've talked to musicians over the last couple of years with different concert series, obviously there was a pause in a lot of things. What has the past couple of years been like for you, given the pandemic and all that went with it?
Well, it's been an interesting time to be alive. 2020 just, I guess, shut all of us down completely. And for me, it was a bit of a welcome change of pace. I'd been on the road a lot, and it felt really good to be at home with my family and just enjoy being together and being outside. And then 2021 was kind of a bumpy ride, you know, on again, off again. And this last spring, it's finally felt like things are back to normal with a pretty full schedule of shows, and feels like things are coming back strong. And so that's really encouraging to see.
Now, outside of entertaining, what are some of the other things that you do maybe in your free time?
Well, I do love being outside, and I love the mountains of northeastern New Mexico. And, you know, I live here in West Texas, and it's, as me and you were discussing earlier, it's hot and flat and dry and dusty out here. And I love it here, too, but during the summer, it sure feels good to get a little further north and get up in the mountains and get some relief from the heat. And thankfully, my family has a place out there in northeastern New Mexico, and so we get out there almost every chance we get. If we're not hitting the road for a show and we have a free weekend, that's usually where we're heading.
So you've been doing this for quite a while. You've gotten to meet a lot of other performers and, of course, listen to them as well. What are some of your favorite performers in this genre that you like to listen to?
Oh, man, there's so many of them. I often tell people when it comes to the old-time cowboy music, probably my three or four, you know, biggest influences are Don Edwards. And Don Edwards is a Texas institution, really, but a Texas cowboy singer and just a real scholar of the old-time music, who's been a big influence on me. And next, I would probably say Ramblin' Jack Elliott, who's a folk singing legend. And all these guys are good friends of mine now, I'm really proud to say. But Ramblin' Jack is in his 90s and still going strong, playing music and traveling. And I frequently get to share the stage with Jack. And he's continues to be an inspiration to me. And there's a couple of fellas who have passed on. One was an old-time cowboy singer from Mountain View, Arkansas, named Glenn Orland. And Glenn had spent his life rodeoing and working on big outfits out in Nevada, and was really kind of a link to the real old-time cowboys. And he picked up songs everywhere he went and just had this incredible repertoire of old-time cowboy songs, and he sang them in an incredibly authentic manner. And I just loved what he did, and we lost him a few years ago. And then I'd have to name a guy kind of from my part of the world here in the Texas Panhandle, Buck Ramsey from Amarillo, Texas. Maybe not as well known, but he should be. He was a man who punched cows in his youth, and he broke his back in a bad horse wreck that put him in a wheelchair for the rest of his life. And he started writing poetry about his cowboy days and also singing the old-time cowboy songs. And so I kind of think of those four men as the biggest influences on my music as far as people who sang the old traditional songs. And I could, as you can probably tell, I could talk about this all day, and, you know, talking about the poets who have influenced me and the old-time reciters. And it's a really rich tradition, and I kind of grew up in it because I started performing at these cowboy poetry gatherings when I was a teenager, about 15 years old. And so I kind of grew up in this rich tradition, and I have a lot of mentors because of that, a lot of people who have really influenced me. And that's something I'm really grateful for.
Going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Andy Hedges with us. He's performing along with Dom Flemons Friday night at the Cowboy Poetry and Western Music Night at Riverbend Live. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1247 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson coming at 1 o'clock. At 4, the Commissioner of Dirt, Mike Winters, on the Lawn and Garden Show. On Navarro's program, Rachel Pope and staff from the Douglas Forest Protective Association join us. We've had fire conditions ramp up now to the high restriction level. We'll talk more about the current fire season, this heat wave that we're in the midst of, and what might be ahead. Andy Hedges with us today. Riverbend Live has their Cowboy Poetry and Western Music Night Friday night, 7 o'clock at Winston's Riverbend Park. Andy's in West Texas with us this afternoon. Andy, I'm curious why you think this genre attracts so many people, that there are not a lot of venues that provide it, but when they're there, a lot of people certainly come to these Cowboy Poetry and Western Music Night events.
Well, that's a good question. I think there's various reasons for that. You know, I think one is, you know, the American cowboy is such an icon for our country, and, you know, people of the baby boomer generation grew up with the old Western movies and TV shows and Gene Autry and Roy Rogers. And so there's maybe some sort of nostalgic connection to this cowboy culture. And I think even kids today and of my generation, grew up with some interest in that. You know, who doesn't want to be a cowboy or find that lifestyle to be, you know, romantic and appealing? And I think the other thing is we're not too far removed from the rural agrarian lifestyle in our country. And even though more and more people are moving to the urban centers now, a lot of us, our grandparents and parents grew up in the country and grew up in agriculture. And I think that this music and poetry is a way to connect with our past and maybe have a deeper sense of place and a nice way of thinking about what it took to settle the West and the United States, and just kind of connecting, you know, with this important part of who we are as Americans. And so I think that's all part of what's swirling around and attracting people. And then the great thing is when people show up to a cowboy poetry event, they're likely to have a really good time because cowboy poetry is just plain fun. You know, there's a lot of humor. There's a lot of storytelling that people can relate to. And the music is this wonderful melting pot of different cultures. And I think I referenced that earlier, but there's a hint of Celtic music, and there's hints of the blues from the Black Cowboys, and there's some of the influence from the Hollywood Tin Pan Alley, and there's Western Swing, and that all kind of comes together in what we think of as cowboy and Western music, and it's just a really wonderful way to celebrate this part of our culture in the West, I think.
You're going to be performing with Don Flemons. It sounds like you've been on stage with him before.
Yeah, me and Dom are pals, and we've done this show together many places. We've done this in Elko, Nevada, and we've done it in New York City and at the Philadelphia Folk Festival, and I could go on and on. But Dom is a really wonderful man and a great guy to perform with. He's a real scholar of American music, not just cowboy music, but American music. And he has a particular interest and expertise in the contributions of African Americans to cowboy music and country and Western music. And so he talks a lot about that history. He plays all kinds of instruments. He plays the banjo, the guitar, the bones, harmonica, the panpipes. And so he's just incredibly entertaining, really talented, really musical. And so we enjoy getting on stage together and just talking about the old music and playing songs together. And that's the kind of thing we end up doing backstage. And then when the show happens, it's kind of like we just move the backstage experience onto the stage and invite the audience to enjoy the stories and enjoy the music.
I was looking at your website earlier. It looks like you've got a number of recordings you've done. Talk about those.
Yes, I've been making records for quite a few years. And the most recent one is an album called Shadow of a Cowboy. And I did a couple before that were called Cowboy Songster Volumes 1 and 2. And, you know, my albums are kind of what I do on stage. It's collections of old-time cowboy songs, a few modern cowboy songs, but all played in the traditional style. And I'm kind of a solo performer, and I try to capture that on these records. It's mostly me and a guitar or a banjo recorded live in the studio and trying to really capture a performance without a lot of polish or production put on it, and just trying to let the songs kind of stand out, you know, in an authentic manner.
So when people come out, if they've never been to one of these shows, kind of give them a idea of what they're going to experience.
Well, as I've already alluded to, they're going to hear, you know, for me and Dom, they're going to hear recitations of cowboy poetry. They're going to hear a lot of stories and stories about where the music and songs came from. But they're going to just hear a lot of music, old traditional cowboy songs, banjo tunes, harmonica and the bones, you know, some humorous songs and songs that might tug at the heartstrings a little bit. And so it's a bit of a variety show pulling from all kinds of American musical traditions and talking about how that relates to cowboy culture.
Well, Andy Hedges, one of the performers, along with Dom Flemons at Riverbend Live. That's Friday night, 7 o'clock at Winston's Riverbend Park. Out of time for now, but Andy, we'll look forward to seeing you on Friday night.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for having me.
All right, 1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.